You ready? You ready?
Good. All right, this is Dean Soto, and I am here with the Connect OC crew, which is we're with about half the crew right now, a little bit less than half. But one thing that we wanted to do was give a lot of just some tips, entrepreneurial tips, different types of networking tips, and so on, to people who are attending Connect OC or would want to attend Connect OC in the future. And so I'm here with Neil Schaefer, Ted Wynn, Debbie Miller, and Albert Koh. And we just want to kind of go around and give some of our little Twitter tips as far as how to do things.
Oh, I like that, Dean. Twitter tips.
Twitter tips. All right, so let's start with Ted Wynn over here. Ted Wynn, you're with OCTA, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And how do you use social media? How do you network through social media?
How do we not use social media? I mean, it's just a fabulous way of really getting out and working with the public, communicating with the public, and finding out from the public what they want for us to do. I mean, after all, we're a public agency. We work for the public. It's all about the public, and social media is about doing the public good. And so we utilize Facebook, we use Twitter, we use YouTube, we have blogs, we also have a website, we have email. And so everything that we do is based on public involvement, and at OCTA we'd like to pride ourselves on being one of the first public agencies to utilize the whole spectrum of social media.
Nice, nice. Tell me, give me a success story.
I think one of the great success stories isn't a single event, even though that we've had many great successful groundbreakings. We had a transit forum where we utilized social media exclusively and didn't pay a single dime in paid advertising. It was utilizing social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube to get 600 people to attend a transit forum where we had two congresswomen, we had elected officials from throughout the state, we had educational leaders, labor leaders, people in the transit industry to come together and figure out how to address the huge funding shortfall that all of us have faced in the state because of the state budget deficit. But I think more than that, it's really about connecting with people. People like you, people like Diana Way, people like Neil Schaefer, people like Debbie Miller, and all these people that really make Orange County great and make Orange County the amazing county that it is. So that's just been countless examples of how we've utilized it to do the public good and to really connect with people that we provide valuable services to.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, Albert, you're with Deal Park OC, right? That's your Twitter handle?
That's correct, Deal Park OC.
And tell me a little bit about Deal Park.
Basically, we leverage social media to build a group community. A lot of our deals are activated through group purchasing. So what is, you know, even better than just the group purchasing is that social media really truly bonds the people, allows them to virally spread our promotions to help out restaurants, help out local venues that are struggling, who don't understand the social media aspect. And we basically leverage Facebook, Twitter, you know, we create groups in order to get some great deals at venues that normally would not give these promotions. So it's worked really well for us. It's worked really well for the restaurants. We're getting really involved in, you know, connecting with our customers through the website, in social media, with Twitter and Facebook, and it's really helped them build relationships and bonds along with us.
Nice, nice. So if someone were to, say, want to start up something, maybe they were hit by the economy and so on, what advice would you give them as far as leveraging social media to...
I would say the first place to start is getting on Twitter, getting on Facebook, understanding how it works, building friendships, asking them for advice, and seeing how they market. Look at how other businesses have made it successful on Facebook with successful campaigns, you know, and learn some tips from them, ask them for tips, or, you know, even mimic them in certain types of marketing campaigns on a local scale. I think that would help very well and create some viral campaigns and kind of help you build a user base and brand here where you normally don't have a website or contacts. This is a great way to start.
Awesome, awesome. And Debbie Miller, the Debbie Miller of Costa Mesa, who is probably the most famous person in Costa Mesa, aside from any public official.
Besides the mayor.
So tell us what you do.
So I maintain our website as well as our Twitter and Facebook pages. And I've definitely noticed a large increase in familiarity with our brand because most cities have a visitor bureau, but most people don't really know what they are, that they exist, what they do. And so our job is basically to promote Costa Mesa as the ideal visitor destination to get people to come stay in the hotels. And so we do that through working with the restaurants, the arts complexes, the South Coast Plaza, and try to get all those promotions in one place for visitors and locals to learn more about the city and all that it has to offer.
Awesome, awesome. So give me, what was it like before you got there with Travel Costa Mesa, and what is it like now?
I definitely think that there's been, because we only started doing social media about a year and a half ago, and I love it. I love the interaction. I love the collaborative nature of Orange County business people, that everyone wants to help everyone else out. And it seems like a lot of times, a lot of these places would be competitive with one another, and it seems in social media, everyone's kind of very supportive and very collaborative and willing to help each other out and find other ways to work together and benefit lots of people in the same kind of industry.
Awesome. That's great. That's great. For anyone who would be kind of like I mentioned, or I asked Albert over here, anyone who is looking to utilize social media for their business, for their own, you know, self-interest, not in a bad way, but what would you suggest to them?
Just to use it effectively, make sure to engage with other people, and don't be too forceful, be very, you know, kind in your, or in be very genuine. Be very genuine in your delivery and your approach to it, and don't be too forceful or kind of overwhelming about it, but just kind of keep the conversation going and be very...
Be real.
Be
I think
real,
you know,
yeah,
it's like to be
it.
Real like you know, like Debbie is. Debbie is a real human being. I think she's very kind, and all those things that that make people really relate to other people. You know, everything that we learn in kindergarten, that's what you should do.
Exactly.
It's to reciprocate, to play nicely, to say thank you, and all those like things that I think we've lost in society. Society is this like, you know, cutthroat business that we've, you know, gotten our mindset into. You know, those things don't work, and people have been sophisticated into really realizing that there's a better way, and the better way is the kindness and to work smarter and better and be better people for it.
Awesome. Last but not least, we have Neil Schaefer from Windmill Networking. That's hard to say.
You're last.
No, I'll be last in another audio product, but I want to get the best of the best. So tell us what you do, Neil.
I'm the president of Windmills Marketing, which is called a social media strategic consultancy. We all know that for businesses, social media is very important, but a lot of businesses still don't know how to get started. So I basically handhold them through utilizing my experience and expertise, getting them to the next level. And that is usually creation of a strategy. So there's a lot you can do with social media. What are your corporate objectives? What would you like to do? And I basically create the blueprint with the training that allows them to get to the next level so that they can truly embrace and leverage social media.
Awesome. So for someone who is going to attend Connect OC, either this one or one in the future, what advice would you give them as an individual and as a company?
Well, as an individual, I'd say, you know, the value of networking is really networking outside of your own network. It's meeting new people. And Connect OC is going to give you a great chance to do that with several hundred people. Everyone will have name badges. We do have a LinkedIn event page. We have a Facebook event page. There are people who are already RSVPing. Why not look at the RSVPs and, of course, the official Eventbrite RSVP page? Why not look in the event pages, look at the profiles of people that are coming, and if there are people you're interested in connecting with, why don't you send them a message in advance of the event, set up a time that you can meet them.
Fantastic. That's a great idea.
Businesses, and I think this is general about social media was made for people, not for businesses. Businesses, in essence, have to learn to network with us, with people. And I think for a lot of businesses, that's the problem. They think of social media as another channel, and they just broadcast messages without actually getting to know us. So I think for businesses, it's really putting the business behind them and getting to know the people at Connect OC as people, and seeing how you can help them and how they may be able to help you, just like you're a person. I think people who come to Connect OC just wanting to promote their business, the crowd may not be too friendly, but if they come as someone who really wants to network with others and provide advice, and help out where possible, I think that they'll be very warmly received and we'll get a lot out of the event.
Fantastic.
All right, awesome. Well, Dean, what do you think as far as, you know, what have you learned?
I was trying to get out of it.
What have you learned from the Connect OC experience that you've had, just being on the committee and experiencing all of us?
You know, honestly, just through social media, I'm really new to social media in general, and so getting in touch with everyone here really showed me just the power of connecting with people in general. How, you know, a lot of my business now comes from social media. Even Neil referred me to someone just recently. I've done websites for other people in this particular group.